about to start. You have to show a look, have a look, or give a look. Faces, beautiful. No one ugly allowed. Are you ready? Here we go. Fashion is the art. Designers are the gods. Models play the part of angels in the dark. Which one of you would ever dare to go against? That beauty is a trade and everyone is paid. Fashionista. Chanel, Halston, Gucci, Fiorucci, don't forget my Gucci, Fendi and Armani, God, I miss Gianni, Kenneth Cole, Michael Kors, Mr. Ford, I can't afford, D&G and BCBG, looking good is never easy, Alexander Herkovic, Naomi Campbell, such a bitch, I wanna be Delgada, to fit into my Prada, Oscar De La Renta, Louis Vuitton, imitation of Christ. Beauty has a price. Fashionista.
Down the runway. I'm a big deal, extra. Hype is real, extra. Fashion appeal, extra. I'm a big deal, extra. Hype is real, extra. Fashion appeal, extra. Yeah, we run this, fashion funness. What's your fashionality? Mixing prints in with the patterns like it's extraordinary. Hey, you can rock it in a look that's fit to slay. A designer, headliner. And I walk down the street like I walk down the runway.
Oh my, wow, now we're dialing up the style. We've been trending for a while.
And I walk down the street like I walk down the runway. I'm a big deal, extra. Hype is real, extra. Fashion appeal, extra. I'm a big deal, extra. Hype is real, extra. Fashion appeal, extra.
Like the beat drop. Woo! Come on and get these extra vibes.
What?
Miniaturized. She's a mini doll with major fashion.
Whoa.
Her size may be a fraction, but she's got that
oh my mini
major trend alert. She's a mini doll with major fashion.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Bobby girl.
Parking lot. A little trouble with a bubble when I took his parking spot. But not a hubba hubba bubble, but a bumpkin time for God. He sort of saddled up beside me and he kicked my kickstand down. He said, "You party on a Harley, darling, you ain't from this town." Started talking really fast, really had to laugh. Dang it, if the Don Juan Bubba saved the best for last.
You ought to be a model in a European city, cause you're too pretty to shop at Walmart.
You're too pretty to shop at Walmart. Too itty bitty to pop that kickstart. I bet your kids are as sweet as a pop tart. And even better, he's needing the best part. It's a pretty, but the nitty gritty is too pretty to shop at Walmart.
Hit the lawn and garden aisle, cause you can save a lot of money buying bullshit by the mile. The little vermin are determined to make this bike chick smile. They catch you at the counter with the desperation play, so they can take a final shot before the target drives away. You can kind of get the gist. Everybody missed. Told him you can talk all day, but you can't top this.
You ought to be a model in a European city, cause you're too pretty to shop at Walmart.
Too pretty to shop at Walmart. Too itty bitty to pop
pop that kickstart. I bet his kiss is as sweet as a pop tart. A little better isn't even the best part. It's pretty, but the mini-green is too pretty. Shop at Walmart.
Every other woman's got a favorite pickup line, and it'll only take a moment to guess where I got mine. Watch them under vapor light, they can look alike. That's a Don Juan bubble leaning on my bike. Bet you five, I'll get you ten. I know Walmart men. I pop a little wheelie if you say it again.
You ought to be a model in a European city, cause you're too pretty to shop at Walmart.
You're too pretty to shop at Walmart. You're itty bitty to pop that kickstart. I bet your kiss is as sweet as a pop tart. But even better isn't even the best part. It's a pity, but the nitty gritty is too pretty to shop at Walmart. You're too pretty to shop at Walmart. You're itty bitty to pop that kickstart. I bet your kiss is as sweet as a pop tart. But even better isn't even the best part. It's a pity, but the nitty gritty is too pretty to shop at Walmart. You're too pretty to shop at Walmart. You're itty bitty to pop that kickstart. I bet your kiss is as sweet as a pop tart. And even better isn't even the best part. It's a pity, but the nitty gritty is too pretty to shop at Walmart.
We've been granted the first interview with this year's winner. And he's right here with us. And your name is?
Von Stock P. Beaudry of Moline, Illinois.
Well, congratulations, Von Stock. Say, you must have been the first man to have ever won the most beautiful face contest, aren't you?
Yes, I believe I am. They've been relaxing the requirements this year.
Say, the committee wanted me to remind you now of the obligations that you'll assume tomorrow when you're crowned. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, that you'll be traveling all next year, all over the country, showing your beautiful face in supermarkets and in fish stores and shopping malls and so forth.
I know. Will I be chaperoned on that tour?
Well, I'm sure you will. Incidentally, should you do anything to bring disgrace or cause public scorn to fall on the committee, contest, and or its sponsors, then your title will pass to the first runner-up.
I don't plan to do anything wrong.
Well, I know, but they couldn't take that chance. You know, looking at you there, you do have a nicely constructed face, you know?
Yes, my neatly chiseled features do stand out.
Plastic Grecian, I'd say.
I'm told they're Roman.
Oh, really? I know your eyes are well set apart. Mm-hmm. Say, how do they judge this contest? Is it the whole body, or...
No.
Just the head or what?
No, just the face.
Oh.
Right here from where the hair starts down to the point of the chin. It's right in there.
The face is all
they don't care anything about the head. Uh-huh. They're even thinking of letting bald-headed guys in next year.
Is that right? Well, how'd you come by all this beauty?
Well, both my parents were pretty.
Uh-huh. You have any pretty brothers and sisters at home?
No, I'm a beautiful only child.
Are you the least bit, self-conscious, you know? I mean...
Embarrassed to be so beautiful?
Yeah, do you get embarrassed?
No, I'm used to it by now.
Do women stop and stare at your beautiful face on the street?
Yeah, sometimes, but I'm used to that, too.
Yeah. Well, now, look, as the possessor of a beautiful face, do you take any special precautions? I mean, like when you shave, for instance.
No, I use a fresh blade every day.
Uh-huh. Well, now, how about the cold weather? You must have some bitter days back there in Moline.
Well, we do. It's cold back there now.
What do you do, put a muffler around your features to protect them from the cold, or what?
No, I just walk with my back to the wind most of the time.
Well, you know, Feinstock, this year, like all happy times, is going to race by for you, and I know it's been hectic for you these past few days, but... Have you given any thought to the future? Is it Hollywood, the movies, the TV? Would you like to be one of Charlie's Angels?
Well, I've thought about this life of glamour and tinsel and glitter and all that stuff, but I've decided against it. I'm going back to Moline, back to the post office. I don't want to be just one more beautiful face.
Wow. It's such a joy to talk to somebody who has their feet so well planted on the ground.
Well, thank you.
I want to wish you all luck in the future, Feinstock, and it's been a pleasure talking to a gentleman like you.
Thank you very
really
much.
You really have a beautiful face.
True, isn't it?
love those skirts, for they're a big attraction to me. Oh, skirts, I love those skirts. There's not much to them, you see. Oh, they're down on your ankles and up to your knees. They're up round your hips when up comes the breeze. Oh, skirts, I love those skirts, for they're a big attraction to me.
Now a message from Zalgon 26 McGee, human being and owner of McGee's Clothing Store.
Hello, I am Zalgon 26 McGee. I am a human being just like you. I share your biological makeup and your morals. For instance, the idea of eating a human being is not appealing to me. So now that you know that I too am from Earth and am a Homo sapien, I invite you to come to my clothing store, McGee's Clothing, where my sole aim is to sell clothing to humans. At my store, there is a wide array of human clothing, and best of all, you can try on your clothing in one of our many perfectly innocent changing rooms. These excellent rooms do not have doors which automatically lock behind you, and the temperature inside them does not increase whatsoever. Just listen to some of the real human beings who have successfully shopped at McGee's Clothing.
I have been to McGee's Clothing, and I have used the changing rooms. When I had completed my trying on of an article of clothing, I was free to leave the changing room, uncooked and still totally alive. It's a good store.
McGee's is the best place to buy things. The thing that is most positive about McGee's are the changing rooms. They are so good that you should go in one even if you do not want to try on an article of clothing. You will not be cooked.
So take it from me, Zalgon 26 McGee. McGee's Clothing Store is a normal, perfectly safe store for humans. See you there!
Yeah! 17 adults. We want you to call today. In Los Angeles, the number is Richmond 96135. In Downey, it's 347-8932. Call it direct, call it collect, but call it today!
Eddie, are you kidding?
My friends, I am not kidding. Here at Zachary Hall, we have 60 tailors in the back room. We have the West's largest selection of Portleys, regulars, longs, extra longs, and cadets. Now, my friends say to me, Eddie, what do you think of the new double knits? And I tell them, I'll tell you something, frankly, my friends, when the new double knits first came out, I was not impressed. But as you can see, these pants I'm wearing are double knit. They stretch in all the right places. They're the most comfortable. Our model Tweety here will demonstrate. I have this lovely little sear sucker. Right here on the Miracle Mile, we have the West's largest selection of
Portly,
regular,
cadet,
tall,
and long. Not only that, my brother Jake and little Emil and
60 Taylor.
Kill me now, 'cause we're going to buy some brassiers to hold up her spheres. So I'll just calmly pace about buying brassiers together. I really hate shopping for clothes, especially when they're not for me. She takes my hand and goes to the department store lingerie aisle, and I think most men will agree. Someone kill me now, 'cause we're going to buy some brassiers. They're on sale at Sears, so nothing to get up about buying brassiers together. It is so emasculating having to wait and hold her purse. The clerk walks by and asks if I'm finding things all right. No thanks, you've only made things worse. Won't
Lord, you kill me now, 'cause we're going to buy some bruises. I feel so weird, so I'll just hang my head and pout, buying brassiers together.
Honey, does this one look all right? That's what I thought she said to me. Poke my head in the dressing room, oh, I must have heard her wrong. Though I can't tell over the screams.
Oh, my God, get out of here!
Someone kill me now, 'cause we're going to buy some brassiers. I'm out of here. I'll get the car while you check out, buying brassiers together. Can't we find something in leather? Buying brassiers together.
I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty night, night.
My hair is a fright. I'm Harry high and low. But don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
Darling,
give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere now.
Splendor, the wonder of my hair. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, ratty, mappy, oily, greasy, fleecy, shiny, steaming, gleaming, flaxen, waxy,
knotted, polka dotted, twisted, beaded, braided, powdered, flowered, and confetti, mangled, tangled, spangled,
and spaghetti.
Short. Beach fight.
I'm coming down. Got home on the very first train from town. My dad just left for work. He wasn't talking. It's all a game, 'cause inside I'm just the same. Fried eggs make me sick first thing in the morning.
Okay, and we meet again here in July of 2024, and I hate to tell you, but just look at your clothes, man. Just look at yourself. Go on, there's a mirror over there. Just take a good look at yourself. How can you dress like that? I don't know how I dress like that either, but I do. But it's fine with me. Anything you're dressing is fine. Keeps you out of jail, you're good. You know what I mean? Okay. So anyway, yeah, Bit Slap here. I'm KBC, and tonight we are going over another fashionista show. Well, it's just a fashion show, you could say. Started out with Jimmy James, and that was a song called Fashionista. Plenty of them out there today. We heard from Barbie Songs. Barbie Songs is apparently a real thing. There's a lot of them apparently now. That was Extra Big Deal, probably from the 80s. Did you know there's a new Barbie movie coming out later this year? That's what I hear. It might be good. You never know. I saw the first one. It was good. All right. Anyway, this year's girl was, of course, Elvis Costello from 1978. We heard from Aqua, the real Barbie girl. Well, not the real one. I think the Jersey Girl song is better, but that's all right. We'll give this one credit because it was a big hit, okay? Too Pretty to Shop at Walmart was Doyle and Debbie. Debbie, much too pretty to shop anywhere but Fifth Avenue, if you're asking me, but you're not. So let's just move on with Bob and Ray, Most Beautiful Face winner. And, of course, that was Bob. Bob has a beautiful face. You had to notice it, right? Billy Cotton and his band, featuring a vocal from Sam Brown, from 1933 on the Regal Zonophone label. Remember them? Yeah, that was Skirts. Short title, long artist, okay? The Skirts song was The Very Nice Interesting Singer Man, and that was the Skirts song. We'll hear from him again. That was Very Nice Interesting Singer Man. Zalgon 26 McGee was The Vestibules. They are the ones that are responsible for Bulbous Bouffant. Remember that one? Of course you do. Eddie, are you kidding? That was Frank Zappa and the Mothers with Flo and Eddie off of Just Another Band from L.A., the one with Billy the Mountain on it, right? Yeah, remember that? Yeah. Let's see. Buying Brassieres Together. I had a moral dilemma about this one. It's pretty much putrid. It's something called Booby Road by the Boobles from 2021. A whole bunch of shall we say, boob-centric Beatles songs. This was the only one I thought worthy of airing, so there you go. I had to do it, all right? The Grasshoppers, after that, She Got Mod Socks. The original version of Hair from the Cowsills, and the original demo version of Cut My Hair from Pete Townsend off of Quadrophenia, okay? So that brings us up to where we are now. We are waiting for the lights to dim so that we can... Oh, there they go. All right, we're going to bring them down. We have a big band here coming out for you, and they're gonna stir you up. I swear they really are. Okay, hold on. Listen.
Okay. All right. Hi. Hi out there. How's everybody doing? Can y'all hear me? Great. I want to welcome everybody, all our fellow employees of Sporcoat Emporium, and I'm really glad you could attend this week-long training seminar. This is the last night here of a little thing we like to call Sporcoat University. And here at Sporcoat University, there is one question that we do like to ask. Are you ready for some football? Come on, gang, let's cheer on our football team with the traditional Sporcoat University fight song.
Sporcoat University, we cheer you on to victory. Let's go fighting in seams. Never ever give an inch, even when you're in a pinch. Give a hurrah, oh, here come the fighting in seams. Our rivals cannot touch the fighting in seams. Tuxedo College gonna lose their shirts. The Institute of Pants doesn't even stand a chance. The inseam's gonna squeeze them till it hurts.
pass drops back, looks to thread the needle. He hits Hilfiger on the fly. Touchdown!
Sparkle University, we cheer you on to victory. Let's go fighting in seams. Never ever give an inch, even when you're in a pinch. Give a bro, here come the fighting in seams. Our rivals cannot touch the fighting in seams. Tuxedo College gonna lose their shirts. The Institute of Pants doesn't even stand a chance. The inseam's gonna squeeze until it hurts. Fighting inseams, fighting inseams, we look at you with pride. Knowing all the qualities that you have got inside. Zip, 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 you fighting inseams, you've got the fire down below. Keep up the attacks, always picking up the slacks. Inseams, go, go, go! Hey, team!
And I'd like to remind you on your way out that there is coffee and pastries out in the atrium. And we look forward to seeing you next year. Thanks again for coming.
Some blushing laughter and some anger for a while. For those who shop by mail for all their family clothes, in the fall and winter catalog, more than fashion is exposed. Yeah. In the fall and winter catalog on page 602, I see this advertisement that makes me come unglued. The pictures got me out of sorts, cause I don't understand. Are they advertising boxer shorts, or are they trying to sell the man? I don't know. I'd send them all my money if I could make a wish come true. I just wish I was that man on page 602.
Look and see, you'll agree.
When these wish books are delivered, anxious people start to look. And when they price them their boxer shorts, they suddenly get shook. Some say it's all in error. Some say all in fun.
He could be tarred and feathered.
Or maybe even hung. In the fall and winter catalog, or the wish book, so it's called. In my mind, there's no question of what I'd like most of all. I'd send them all my money if it would make a wish come true. I just wish I was that man on page 602. Yeah, I just wish I was that man on page 602.
Oh,
there's a cat in town that you might know. Goes by the name of Domino. A long keychain and a diamond ring. A blue sport car, he's a crazy king. That guy can go, that cat called Domino. Domino, Domino. Well, the girls all think he's a real gone guy. They all flip when he walks by. Long sideburns and cool white shoes. Ready to go and never think the blues. That guy can go, that cat called Domino. Domino, Domino. The palm of his hand, coal black hair and a solid style, baby blue eyes and a crazy smile. That guy can go, that cat called Domino. Domino, Domino.
looking all over the place for a place for me. But it ain't anywhere. It just ain't anywhere.
Tambolini was a Scotsman born. His shoes wore out and his stockings torn. His shirt was ragged and his spencer thin. It's my very best suit, said Tambolin. Tambolin, 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 hi-ho. Now Tambolin, he had no breeches to wear. He bought him a goatskin to make him a pair. The skinny side out and the woolly side in. It tickles a little, says Tambolin. Tambolin, 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 hi-ho. Now Tambolin had no watch for to wear. He bought him a turnip and he made him one. He whittled it out and put a cricket in. Now they'll think it's a ticket, said Tambolin. Tambolin, 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 hi-ho. Now Tom, his wife, and his wife's mother all got into one bed together. The sheets were short and the blankets thin. I'll sleep in the middle, says Tambolin. Tambolin, 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 hi-ho. Mother-in-law says the very next day, you'll have to get someplace else for to stay. I can't lie awake and hear you snore. You can't stay in my house anymore. Tambolin, 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 hi-ho. Tom crawled into a holler tree, and very contented he seemed to be. The wind did blow and the rain beat in. It's better than home, says Tambolin. Tambolin, 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 hi-ho.
Today, we're going to give your face a full tutorial in the areas of color and smoke. If you've never painted a seascape before, please don't waste your brush on my face. Whenever I'm wearing foundation, I feel mighty, like a powerful oak, but smooth. My favorite foundation is a nice, warm feeling. Just blend everything together until you see Georgie in the mirror. Say hi to Georgie, but don't forget all his secrets. I love using Sap on my forehead because it's so much fun to wash off. If your skin is as white as a perfectly baked fish, then this blush will get you closer to a fish that is still a little raw in the middle. This is a great method to make friends with your skin, and it can save you time. Creating these lines on my lip with this pencil turns my face into a giant coloring book. A little touch of crimson blue on your palm here, and you can blend everything together like a proud daddy on the old swamp grass. I want to take my finger and add a little bit of lipstick so my fingers feel like lips. Here I am going to paint along my favorite little lip and maybe the bad lip as well. There we go, bloop, maybe blah. See how easy it is to be wild? This blue eyeshadow is the exact color of the sky if the sky had been done with finger paints by a baby. Be very careful with eyeshadow. Sometimes I get so lost in creating that I forget it's there and I scare myself with my own face. Adjust the brush till it's very pretty, just like you, and then lift up your imagination and believe in titanium white. Next, a big old evergreen tree right in the crease of my eye because I want to create that illusion of distance in my eyebrows. This shade of green is very hard to see, but if you can tell where I've applied it, you will find it absolutely stunning. Now I'm using the eye square, but you can also use the eye oval if you don't actually care about anything. Just tap along the old mountain of color within your mind. My palm is full of glitter. See it sparkle? Now watch me as I apply it to my entire face. I can't actually see anything anymore because glitter blinding is a real thing. Yep, that easy. And there is no right or wrong here. Now, I love putting on a little bit of white paint and basically just applying it to my hair. And just put a few little leaves up in your hair and treat them like I'm doing here, like little mini urban areas. It should look like you just left the land of paint and magic, but details are just that, details. As long as most of your face is purple, you're looking your best. And don't forget to do all this for the back of your head too. Sometimes people are behind you.
My girl, she wanted to be tattooed. So I dressed her in the nude, and I kissed her as she walked her past to get ready to be tattooed. That tattoo artist, he was good, but he thought that I was goofy, 'cause he asked me if I wanted to put a tattoo on her breast. I thought that he had his nerve, but I was a little stupid. So I said yes and I kissed her as he worked on her tattoo. As he worked his way down, his needle moved real fast. And then he asked me if I wanted to put a tattoo on her ankles. He sent me out for coffee. I ran back really fast. And there he was on top of her with his needle in her rump. I drank my coffee, fell asleep. I woke up kind of fast. And there he was on top of her with his needle in her nose. He wrote up the bill and said, $100 for my task. I said, charge it, and he kicked me, and I fell upon my beautiful girl, and I kissed her as she got tattooed.
You butterfly, angel wings in her thigh. Queer tattoo, that's a queer tattoo. Flaming skull, smoking pot, bet you wish you never got that queer tattoo. It's a queer tattoo. You got a Tweety bird, got a school mascot, got a Hello Kitty, tell you what you got. Got a queer tattoo, such a queer tattoo. You think that symbol in Japanese means strength or honor? Honky please, it means queer tattoo. Such a queer tattoo. Take it away, Hobo Chella. As well say insert cock here. Whore tattoo, that's a whore tattoo. And that teardrop under your eye that you got in prison cause you killed a guy, that's a cool tattoo. Sir, that's a cool tattoo. You got a comedy mask, got a tragedy mask, any fucking mask, then you must have asked for a queer tattoo. Give me your most queer tattoo. Your child's name with the words be strong would be beautiful, but they spell strong wrong. Yeah, they spell it strong. Your stupid kid will now be strong. How the hell they get that wrong? Man, weren't you watching when they put that shit on? Say bye. Jesus tat, that's just Jesus laughing at your queer tattoo. Guess you got that tribal band from a tribe indigenous to the land of queer tattoos. Really queer tattoos. You got barbed wire, got a poker ace, got that fucked up thing Tyson's face. A queer tattoo.
A seriously queer tattoo.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, Stephen.
Mike Tyson is going to be here tonight. And by queer, I just mean bad. It wouldn't mean gay unless you had
a pink triangle on a rainbow flag with a bear wearing leather and a red ball.
That's a queer tattoo.
A literally queer tattoo.
Literally queer tattoo. Say ba 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 ba. Come on, everybody, sing it with us. Ba 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 ba. Nice. Ba 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 ba. You sound so good. Ba 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 ba. Now just all the guys.
Ba 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 ba.
Ladies, so now just people with queer tattoos.
Oh fuck!
So easy, so easy. Just any hobos in the room. The world's most talented hobo.
Hey, baby.
saw a gal on the beach one afternoon. She hid behind a very high sand dune. I said, "What gives, ducky?" She cried out like a loon.
"It's my bikini. My bikini, daddy. It's my bikini. My bikini, daddy.
Hey, baby." It was so small that all it could allot was merely space enough for one miserable polka dot. She told me why she wouldn't leave that spot.
"It's my bikini. My bikini, daddy. It's my bikini. My bikini, daddy.
Hey, baby."
"Now listen here, fella,"
the little girl said. The old girl was hip, all right, wasn't she? By Jove! And so I brought this girl a sheet to wear. She put it on from her head to toe, I swear. And when she walked, a shout went through the air.
"It's a yogi. It's a yogi, baby. It's a yogi. It's a yogi, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby."
Thank goodness gracious. Woo-hoo. I mean, woo-hoo. I went down to the beach today to take a little swim, swim. My eyeballs started to popping out, they come out on a stem, stem, stem. Well, I was flabbergasted, I'll never be that same, same, same. For them topless bathing suits are driving me insane, same, same. My temper started rising high, don't laugh, it ain't no joke. Joke, joke. That sun has burnt me half to death. I'm just about to croak, croak, croak. I stay down at the beach all day. My folks are raising cane, cane, cane. For them topless bathing suits are driving me insane.
Insane, insane, insane.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life. So let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret. I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin. Yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try. Yoga pants. So soft and so sleek. Yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks. Yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste.
Celebrate the season, haven't eaten all day. My tummy is growling cause I've been saving up space. I've got my place at the table, can't fit no more on my plate. I've got my fork in my hand, ready to stuff my face. So bang on the turkey, potatoes, casserole dishes, cause I ain't messing around with them buttoned up britches. You got them skinny jeans on, girl, I feel sorry for you, cause I just tried it. For repeating, give me a nap and an hour. You know they gonna get eaten. So bring on the turkey, potatoes, casserole dishes, cause I ain't messing around with them buttoned up bridges. Can't get my skinny jeans on, but don't feel sorry for me, cause I just tried it.
Oh yeah, give me some more pizza. Yeah, yeah, you know what that was all about. Oh yeah, barbecue season is here. Have a couple more burgers. Go ahead. We started up the top with the Power Salad Boys. That was Fight Song from Sport Coat University, right? Let's see. Those tight pants look quite uncomfortable. Was a very nice, interesting singer man again. We'll have one more by him before we go, I swear. Man on page 602 was Zoot Fenster from 1975. Roy Orbison, Cat Called Domino. True sharp-dressed man there. Let's see, the Dressing Song, originally from the 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T, written by Dr. Seuss. That was the Rudy Schwartz Project, okay? The Dressing Song for you today. Okay, Pink Floyd with Syd Barrett, The Vegetable Man, Katie Lee, Tom Bolin, who was apparently quite the snappy dresser, I guess. Huh? We heard an AI makeup tutorial written with the cooperation of AI. It's a complicated procedure, I suppose. But anyway, performed here, read here by L. O'Brien. Okay, blame her, not me. Smiley Joe, Omo the Hobo. That was I Kissed Her as She Got Tattooed. How romantic can you get? The Who, again, from Live at Leeds, this time from 1970. That was, of course, Tattoo. Stephen Lynch and Friends, Queer Tattoo, that was. Where are we after that? Bill Hershey and the Almonds, Yogi Man's Bikini. Where have we heard that before? I would qualify that as an answer song, but, well, more of that in a second. All right, Topless Bathing Suit was Kelly Rogers, Tim Hawkins and Yoga Pants, and Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood? Yeah, Stretchy Pants, why not? Cute song, don't you think? All right, a couple more coming up for you because we're not done with you yet until I say so. Next week, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm going to do another answer show. I think this will be number 15 or 16. But that Yogi Bikini song will not be in it, I promise, unless I'm really, really out of room, okay? So I'll see you next week. We got coming up a little bit of laundry stuff. We got to do laundry. All this stuff gets dirty, you know. And a few surprises, you'll see. Anyway, I'll see you next week. Have a good one.
I got an offer to go to the pub. They said they'd buy me a pint and some grub. I thought they were the kindest friend in town.
Kindest friend in town.
Should I share my feeling? Why the offer was not appealing? 'Cause in the end, I had to turn them down.
Had to turn them down.
Because the bra's off now.
The bra's off now.
Yeah, the bra's off now.
The bra's off now.
Oh, once these jugs are free, there's no way you're persuading me. Because the bra's off now. Mamma dee. Mamma dee. Mamma dee. Mammaries, mammaries. For 17 years I've had me a crush on someone who I see on the bus. We finally swapped our numbers just last week.
She got his digits, ooh, she got his digits.
He texts at 7:30 with an invite that was flirty.
Dirty
boy. My perfect date, I'll have to wait to meet.
Have to wait to meet.
Because the bra's off now.
The bra's off now.
Yeah, the bra's off now.
The bra's off now.
Ooh, once these jugs are free, there's no way you're persuading me. Because the bra's off now. Mamma dee-hees. Mamma dee-hees. Mamma dee-hees. Mamma dee-hees, mamma dee-hees. I'm a competition winner.
Oh, nice one,
with a 5-star Michelin dinner.
Get in.
A chance to spend the evening with a star.
I bet it's him off curry. Do you think one at curry?
A private jet would take me to an island near Tahiti.
You're shitting me.
They've offered me a chauffeur-driven car.
Chauffeur-driven car.
But the bra's off now.
The bra's off now.
Yeah, the bra's off now.
The bra's off now.
Oh, once these jugs are free, there's no way you're persuading me. Because the bra's off now. Mamari hees. Mamari hees. Mamari hees. Mamari hees. Mamari hees.
I get to do laundry. Lots and lots of dirty laundry. To do laundry, laundry all day long. I get to do wash rags, lots and lots of dirty wash rags. I get to do laundry, laundry all day long. And when I look out at the blue sky, I ask the good Lord, I get to do laundry, lots and lots of dirty laundry. I get to do laundry, laundry all day long. I get to do laundry,
laundry,
lots and lots of dirty laundry,
dirty laundry.
I get to do laundry,
laundry,
laundry all day long.
All day long.
It's a laundry song,
the laundry song,
laundry all day long.
All day long.
It's the laundry song.
This big country is a thing we know and share. We're here to build a better life for you because we care. The things you wear, the world you live in, are a part of our life too. And we're here to keep them looking good for you. Looking good for you.
Satin, suede, drapes and sweaters, suits and coats, woolens and leathers, everything, whenever, whatever, dry clean when you care. Satin, suede, drapes and sweaters, suits and coats, woolens and leathers, things you want to keep forever, dry clean when you care. Dry clean when you care.
Our country has come a long way and accomplished much in the past 200 years. Our people have grown strong through the development of advanced technology, better health, and I think one could proudly say, an overall better way of life for everyone. There are many great industries at work in America today, providing the goods and services to sustain and protect this remarkable life that we've come to know, and with this better life has come a mode of living wherein our people have discovered the pride of being able to dress better and more elegantly furnish their homes. And that's where we come in, because we're a part of the proud lives of millions of Americans everywhere today. We're the 10,000 members of the International Fabric Air Institute, and we're here to know about and care for the many fabrics that you wear and use in your home and throughout industry. Our members have come to know the strength that lies in a common voice to speak out stronger on the operation of our industry and the pride and future of our hard-working people. The International Fabric Care Institute is dedicated to professionalism in laundering and dry cleaning through knowledge, research, and consumer fairness. Our membership looks proudly to community involvement, to a continuing investment in the best people and equipment, and our 10,000 professional members are here to deliver lasting pride and service to the fabrics that cover America and her people. The things you wear, the way you feel, are a living part of you. And we'll keep your life looking good, that's what we're here to do. The things you wear, the world you live in, are a part of our life too. And we're here to keep them looking good for you. Looking good.
Satin, suede, drapes and sweaters, suits and coats, woolens and leathers. Everything, whenever, whatever, dry clean when you care. Satin, suede, drapes and sweaters, suits and coats, woolens and leathers. Things you want to keep for. Suits and coats, woolens and leathers. Everything, whenever, whatever. Dry clean when you care. Satin, suede, drapes and sweaters. Suits and coats, woolens and leathers. Things you want to keep forever. Dry clean when you care. Dry clean when you care.
And free and comfortable. Yeah. Don't be embarrassed to be walking all around wearing a trash bag. As long as you're covering your stupid body, what does it matter what you're using to cover it with? Trash bags are perfectly good things to wear as clothes. Save your money. Don't waste money buying stupid clothes. Just buy a box of trash bags and wear the trash bags. Cut a hole in the top middle of the trash bag for your head and two holes on the side for your arms. And then wear it like a dress and be comfortable and you look just fine. Trash bag.